Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came through the intermediacy of Haggai the prophet and said, Please speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the remainder of the people, and say, Who is there remaining among you who has seen this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your sight nothing compared to what it was? So now, be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, high priest, and be strong, all of you people of the land, says the Lord, and start work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. I uphold the word which I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains in your midst. Do not fear, for this is what the Lord of hosts says. Just once more, and it will be in a little while, and I will shake heaven and the earth, both the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations. Then the desire of all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house will be greater than that of the first, says the Lord of hosts. And I will give peace in this place, says the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet and said, This is what the Lord of hosts says. Please ask the priests about the law and say, If a man carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and it touches in his fold bread, or boiled food, or wine, or oil, or any food, is it still holy? And the priests answered and said, No. Then Haggai said, If a man who is unclean touches any of these, does it become unclean? And the priests answered and said, It becomes unclean. Then Haggai reacted and said, So it is with this people, and so it is with this nation, before me, says the Lord. And so is all the work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. So now, please consider from this day on, how from before a stone was put on a stone in the Lord's temple, that ever since they came into existence, if anyone came to a heap of 20 measures of grain, it turned out to be 10. If he came to the wine vat to draw off 50 measures from the wine press, it turned out to contain 20. I have struck you with blight and mildew, and with hail, on all the work of your hands. But you have not come to me, says the Lord. Just consider from this day on, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day when the temple of the Lord was founded. Consider it. Is there still any seed in the granary? And also the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. But from this day I will bless. And the word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month and said, Speak to Zerubbabel the governor of Judah and say, I will shake heaven and the earth, and I will overturn the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overturn the chariot fleet and its riders, and horses and their riders will fall, each one by his brother's sword. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, says the Lord, and I will make you like a seal, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts.